Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stephen 10 in the morning now, 7:45 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council pushing ahead with plans to open the former Gander Mountain building to King of Freight.
Two.
Wichita police investigate a shooting and a stabbing, 11th and 12th homicides of the year.
One.
A night of thunder, lightning, and heavy rain with flood warnings for 26 central Kansas counties. Three big things. Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Those roadways out there this morning. Very wet, so watch out.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, very wet roadways this morning, and so be careful out there. And make sure that you've got, if you've got your windshield wipers on, it is the law. You do have to have your headlights on as well. So make sure that you got your headlights on out there so that the other drivers can see you. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Cloudy with a 90% chance for showers and thunderstorms today at a high of 74 degrees. Yesterday's high, 59. Going to warm up a bit. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low, 53. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 79. Now rain, fog, and east wind at 8 miles per hour and 59 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 7:47 now, Stephen Ted here on KNSS. Hey! It's time for the Baxter Money Minute. What's the best investment advice?
We've been saying for decades, if you do things based on fear or greed, you're probably always making a mistake, but you may not always be punished. Unfortunately, that's exactly how most investors behave, though. When things look good and are up, they tend to buy. So they're buying on the high side. And when things look fearful and our markets are dropping, you see people selling. And the more the market drops, the faster they sell. And invariably, where do they put the money? Typically into something that is going up. So they're selling low and buying high. And by the way, if you want to make money, that's not the best way to do it. It's generally better to buy low and sell high.
Don and Justin Baxter host the Money Planning Hour Sunday mornings at 9 here on KNSS. Drinking fruit juice is not as good for you as eating fruit.
This is House Call for Health. We're told all the time that eating fruit is good for us. So it seems logical that drinking fruit juice is equally good. Not so. Turns out a drink made of 100% fruit juice is loaded with sugar. In fact, it has nearly as much sugar as soda. A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds that our bodies process the fructose in fruit juice in almost exactly the same way as we process the sugar in a can of Coke. By contrast, when you eat fruit, you're also consuming fiber, which slows down digestion, and that makes you feel full. A glass of fruit juice just doesn't do that. Nutrition experts also say too much fruit juice can lead to weight gain and even diabetes. So should you give up on juicing? Health experts say if you just don't like fruit and won't consume it any other way, fruit juice is better than not having any fruit at all. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
Well, sorry we can't bring you some good news about JCPenney. Losses are widening at JCPenney.
Oh,
sales are falling after the retailer shed its furniture and major appliances businesses. Same-store sales tumbled 5.5% and shares fell by about as much today. Company reported a loss of $154 million in the first quarter, or 48 cents per share.
Don't you feel they're just going the same route as Montgomery Ward and Sears? They're just fading away?
Sure looks that way. You know, the big box stores having so much competition from online shoppers.
Doesn't seem to hurt Walmart.
Somebody.
Or Target.
I know. But my son was
Kohl's.
Son was telling me, what was this, a couple of days ago, my son and my daughter-in-law said they tried that thing where you contact Dylan's by phone or email or whatever, and Dylan's had their whole order ready for him and everything. So didn't have to walk around the store. And I said, you know,
part of the fun of shopping is getting out and seeing people and walking around the store.
Well, you're old.
Oh. Nobody wants to do that.
Youngsters
anymore.
Don't want
to
do
nobody
that.
Nobody wants to be. Nobody wants to see another human being.
Okay.
Stocks closed lower as technology stocks declined Monday. The market has turned lower in May amid heightened tensions over trade between the U.S. and China. Sprint shares spiked 19% after the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission said he will recommend approval of its merger with T-Mobile. The Dow slid 84 points. NASDAQ fell 113 points, and the S&P dropped 19 points. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A new marine contract for Spirit. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Spirit AeroSystems has picked up more helicopter work. Sikorsky has been awarded a $1.1 billion contract for heavy lift helicopters for the U.S. Marine Corps. Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita builds the full composite fuselage for that helicopter. The contract means years of work for Spirit. The program will help the company toward its defense business goal of 15% of total sales. Kansas Department of Commerce making some personnel moves. They're designed to increase business recruitment. Alicia Janesco Hutchings has been promoted to the role of business recruitment manager. That position's been vacant for the past 4 years. She'll oversee all business recruitment and international trade for the department. And a typo in the Trump tax reforms is having an impact on American businesses. They say they're canceling hundreds of millions of dollars in refurbishment work because the mistake is increasing upfront costs. The typo has yet to be fixed 18 months after it was introduced. The changes were supposed to allow businesses to deduct the cost of the work, but full tax relief wouldn't come for 39 years. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
We don't hear as much about the helicopter work that the folks at Spirit are doing.
Right.
Not, I'm sure that's not the biggest part of what they do, but still, that's a pretty good news that they're going to continue to do that work, right?
You bet. And like I say, they want to make their defense business. They want to increase their defense business up to 15% of total sales.
Okay. And, of course, the city council today looking at that lease on that former Gander Mountain building, trying to get the, what is it, World of Freight? Whatever.
King of Freight.
King of Freight coming in. Now, basically, that is, what do they do? Is it, it's a, what
well,
is it?
A, it's a freight. It's kind of a transportation company.
King
of Freight. They have a lot of people who are devoted to moving goods and goods from one place to another.
Right. And they're going to, apparently, from what the mayor's been telling us, at some point, though, have 900 people working down there before too
Could
much
be.
That means when you go to lunch, you're going to have to elbow your way in down there because you're not too far from those people, right?
I was just talking to the mayor, and he said, yeah, that's a good problem to have when you have lots of crowded people down in downtown and you have a parking problem. Yeah, he says that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, okay. Hey, you heard us talking a minute ago. Mark Chamberlain's having a birthday today.
Well, happy birthday, Mark.
See that? I detect by your tone there that you don't know or like Mark very much. Is that true?
I know Mark. I've known him for a long time. We co-hosted the old Mike and Bogey show
there
a couple
you
of
go.
Times
hey.
Live on Kick TV. So,
how about
yeah,
that?
I know Mark. I like him.
Do we have video archive of that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure Cake has it somewhere.
We got to dig that out, right?
Yeah.
It'd be
something
everybody would want to see. Okay.
Kind of scary.
And we're speaking about going out to eat in restaurants and whatnot. National Wait Staff Today, which means a day to recognize the waiters and waitresses, the people who wait on our tables and when we're going out to eat. And of course, I always recognize them with a kind word and a generous gratuity. That's the way I do it.
Tip them good and tip them in cash.
You've seen it, haven't you? You've seen it firsthand.
Oh, yeah. I've seen you in action when it's time for the ticket to be claimed. Yeah.
And it always gets a laugh when I say, anybody got change for a dollar? Because,
Right.
Yeah, the wait staff really likes that kind of stuff. Right?
Yeah, they get a kick out of that, don't they?
Well, we salute those folks who are waiting on our tables for us. All right, thank you, sir. 7:54 now, Stephen's Ted. Hey, stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We've got the latest on the storms all across the plains. Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yeah, we got a big honor for a Shocker baseball player. We'll tell you about that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, that's coming up, too.
Yeah, we got some good items coming up in entertainment news in the blur.
As always.
8:35 this morning. Got some very entertaining stuff, including a A huge moment in soap opera history is coming up at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather on the way. All of the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.